order to appeal to more listeners, we thought we'd present today's intro in a variety of universally known languages. Because of Podtacular, we're all about diversity.
What do you say?
Podtacular, episode 156, the Covenant Campaign Show for the week of April 1st, 2008.
April Fools.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight. It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Yoda. I'm AJVB.
I'm Cross Before Crowns.
Oh, and I guess it's my turn. Yes. I am and always will be One Banana Phone.
Yeah.
Yay.
And they decided to eat Sir Robin's minstrels.
Yay.
And you make a mighty fine sand person, I must say.
Thank you.
Yes. Props to that.
I mean, I can't tell you that the road to having it be that good was easy. I had to go through a lot of intense training.
Yeah.
And teasing.
Yeah.
Yes, and I could only imagine ridicule. The amount of film.
Yes.
You had to watch.
Yeah, I had to watch.
Did you go to like a special private school and the whole thing?
Yeah. Going away. It's like the X-Men kind of, but completely different.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I like that new band, Sand People. They're pretty cool.
It's like
like a cross between death metal and opera.
Yeah.
First
it was growling, then it was screaming, now it's sand people. That's like all the rage.
Yes, that's
it
the
is.
Thing. All
lots for it in this year.
all the kids in the malls, they're all gonna be playing that in their iPhones and stuff.
Yep, especially in the malls. The kids in the malls. Just them.
What's the name of that store? Hot Topic. Yeah,
yep.
There you go.
Hot
Forget
Topic.
It. Sand people songs.
We're already off topic, so
I almost said Hot Pocket.
Yeah,
those are good.
Those newfangled Hot Pocket stores. Because I'm hungry.
So anyway,
why?
Let's get to know the guys a little bit. Cross Before Crowns, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. My name's Josh, and I'm from Canada. As far All right. as you can go, Canada. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's pretty cold. Lots of snow and.
Oh wow.
Are you in an igloo?
Say what?
And what?
Are you in an igloo?
We do have igloos up here, yes, but they're not real.
You're not in one.
No.
Okay.
I have an apartment. It's very nice.
I was gonna say, wow, that's very strong broadband.
We do have we have polar bears up here, and I'm not joking.
Dang.
Yeah, you go polar bear tipping.
I don't think that'd go over too well.
The only problem is they can get back up.
I know.
Their claws are a little sharper than cows, just a little.
Yeah. Much hungrier than cows. Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go tip over this polar bear. You want to go?
Nah, man.
Sounds like a great idea, man.
You guys are shit.
You're so smart.
You guys are cowards. Watch this.
Canadian.
Run back to the igloo.
Run to the igloo.
Back to the ice shelter, everybody.
All right. So, Cross Before Crowns, is there any websites or forums besides Podtacular.com that they're associated with?
No.
Okay. Plain and simple.
All right.
No.
Oh.
I don't have much time for that. But I'm an avid Podtacular listener.
There you go. Nothing cool. wrong with that.
Nope.
And you hang with the God Tiger crew, right?
There are a few things wrong with that, but that'll be down.
But nonetheless, we do thank you for supporting the show.
We love
now, Lone Banana Phone, you haven't been on the show in quite a bit.
In a dog's day.
Sounds kinky, and I really don't want to get into that. But how you been? How you been? How's school and everything?
I have been just fine. Senior year is everything that it is cracked up to be. So
awesome.
Living at large, deciding when to go to class and when not to.
Did you ever make it a school president?
What? I did, actually, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
I remember in Halo 2, you had a campaign.
Vote for Will.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was telling you guys this beforehand, but that's the reason why I may be able to welcome Barack Obama to our school tomorrow, because he's coming. So I may be able to shake his hand or something.
There you go.
I sat next to John Kerry in church when he was running, and that was kind of weird because he just came in and sat down, and all the Secret Service agents were like, they're all wearing like bright Hawaiian shirts. They came in, they sat down, and they were so awkward because they didn't know when to stand up or to kneel down. So they just like kind of did this like half kneel, half like stand up. So like it looked like they were kind of stretching a little bit, but they were just trying to fit in.
So they looked like Captain Morgan.
Yeah. In church, which is kind of an odd place to.
Yeah.
Anywho, life's been good, and I am glad to be back here.
Yes. Granted, it took so long, and it's second to last show, but nonetheless, you'll always be remembered as one of the more entertaining guests we've had on in the past 3 years.
Thank you. It's been 3 years.
Aww.
It's been
group hug.
I think he's gonna tear up.
Believe me, I'm a little bit shot right now. Just I'm a little bit
you're an emotional wreck, man.
He is Sir Emolot, so
this is just an explanation. Josh, we have a little something called the Lost Episode of Podtacular.
Oh yes.
Where it was recorded before, and Fumo Jive seemed to lose it. So it was completely scrapped. But I mean, this is just my personal opinion. He hated it so much because, first of all, the two of them called me, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was sleeping. And I like had to get up to go be on this episode. And so the whole time I was like, I'm groggy in the night. So now they just think that I'm emo, and it's not that way.
You're like, I'm not emo. Tired. Why doesn't anybody listen to me?
And he's like reading, like, and the covenant. Yeah.
Whatever, guys.
Good times. Good times.
Yes, siri Bob. So, what do we have in store for everybody, Mr. Fumo Jive?
Well, this week, it's the Covenant campaign show, the final campaign show for Podtacular. It's the one right before the one that everybody hates, Cortana, which actually I think is kind of a fitting end, because if we were to do Cortana on the end, the last show, everybody would be like, oh, man, everybody, it would like end on a downer note, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So. But
it's kind of like Brett Favre's career.
Nah.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
And remember, the opinions of Lone Banana Phone are his own.
So you can write me if you have trouble.
All right, so let's move on, because we do have a lot of stuff to read.
Yep. I don't think we can move on when we never started originally.
Exactly.
Let's begin. How about that?
Let's begin.
Let's move to the beginning and then begin and then go to the end and then stop.
Let's move on and begin. All right. So it's DK5000. He goes, this is DK5000. And I got a couple of tips for the Covenant level.
Ooh.
Number one, you start the mission with a Spartan laser. Save a shot for the moment. The Pelican lands and drops off a Puma. But instead of getting in it, look out over the water towards the horizon. Well, you'll see you'll see banshees and hornets flying. Use your laser. Excuse me?
Fighting.
Sighting.
There you go. But they're flying and fighting.
Ah.
They are.
Simultaneous.
Very sly. Very sly.
There you go.
Like a fox.
Use your laser shot on one of the banshees as an easy way to get the too close to the sun achievement.
Oh.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
Good idea.
Yeah. Number two, when you activate the second thingamajig, after killing the second brute chieftain, after meeting the elites, after flying a hornet.
Whoa.
Wow, there's a lot of afters. A pelican or two will drop off a tank and a couple of mongeese.
Ooh.
If you're pressed for time on the level, used the mongoose to speed through the ice cliffs and the Covenant quickly, instead of using it. Yeah, we're going to leave it that one at that. Okay. Okay. So he also wants to remind, note, only do this if you're a good driver. The Death Ray Gun, Shade Turrets, Wraith Tanks, Prowlers, Ghost, Wraith Tanks, and huge drop-off cliffs make some turns a little hairy. And starting over a couple of hundred times actually does take up a couple of minutes. Wow. Starting over 100. Okay. Number 3, there are 3 terminals located throughout the level, one near each of the lifts that take you up to the Brute Chieftain, and another one in the second base area that the elites supposedly deactivate. That's it for me. Last tips for the podcast. Sigh. Keep on fragging peanut butter tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Peanuts. Tomatoes. Tomato.
Tomatoes. Tomato, tomato. It's all the same.
It's all
potato, potato.
It still goes in spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like tip number one about the shooting down the banshee.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Not looking. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's how I got my achievement.
Oh, nice. It
works every time. Well, I don't get achievements every time I do it, but just the first time.
Just okay. Keep it stacks.
I was going to say, man, no wonder you have like a 40 million gamer score.
Which is not true. I like
Xbox.com, not true. Not true.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't want to get booted.
Is it weird if I know my gamer score by heart?
Oh, wow.
Do you?
I do. 10,297.
Nice.
Last do you have like a do you have like a gamer card embedded in your brain?
No, I just plugs it up. Lot.
Plugs it up his nose to
to smell it
every time. No, not to smell it. That's good. Xbox.
Xboxy smell.
Smells good. It
smells like chicken.
So Riley says, "Hey, Plotacular, I'm here with my submission for the Covenant level. One of my faves, by the way." Anyway, play from the start of the mission. Then, when you get to the last area where Truth is, clear out every enemy until you kill Truth. Then here's the hard part. You have to jump through the rings. The first ring is the ring when you come in at the start. The seventh is where Truth is. And this is the order. So, get ready for this. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 5, 4, 6, 5, 4, 5, 3, 4. You got that? Because I'm not saying that again.
Copy.
Anyways, he goes on to say, the Thunderstorm Skull. To get the skull, play until you get to the part where you get the Hornet. Then, fly until you get to the part where the Elite says, this tower is clear, no need to land. Land at the structure and run up the ramp. There should be the skull. He's got a few tips. I'll just go through a couple. On Legendary, co-op is essential to this level. Try and log a guest in without anyone actually playing as the guest and just leave them there. Then whenever you die, you just respawn where the guest is. So I'm guessing that'd be easier for when you go to do the ring jumping.
I thought on Legendary, when you die, when someone dies, it restarts like from the beginning.
No. I think it's wherever your other guy was. But he also goes on to say there's an easy way to get the use sales carman achievement. He says hold on to your laser until you get to the first open area with the regular wraith. Wait until the prowlers come out. There should be at least 3 brutes in it. Of course, blow it up with your laser and bam. I guess. Bam means you get the achievement. And
Bam's the magic word.
It is. I've never tried it, but I'm going to try using it with my girlfriend sometime.
No.
Bam. Bam.
Bam.
He's got a little bit left. Finally, he says, bam. When you get flame grenades in, I believe, the second tower, lob a flame grenade at the Brute Chieftain first off. As the flame burns, it will severely weaken him. And he also says, congrats on 156 episodes and keep on fragging. Here comes the epic fragging post.
Uh-oh.
Noobs who wear anus armor covered in alpaca feathers with hot sauce covered in epic awesomeness who pwn noobs who hate midget haters called Fumojis.
I don't hate midgets!
That's very epic.
Nice. I like the hot sauce part. That's cool.
I like hot sauce.
Yeah.
Hot it's sauce. Creative.
And his smiley face has his smiley at the end as a mustache looks like.
Yeah.
I think so.
Nice. Awesome.
All right.
It's like a mustache.
The stash.
Anyone who's listening, I heavily encourage you to go look at the smiley face at the end of this comment.
Mm-hmm. It's quite manly.
Yep. Yes, it's Tom Selleck-ish.
It is, yeah.
Ooh, it is.
And put some chest hair on it and you'll be all set.
Ah. Alpaca fur. All right, so next, Mr. Will.
Okay, well, here goes the one that's six lines long because no one likes to hear me talk.
Oh.
There we go.
Emo Will is back.
Hey guys, Kapow here. This is my first submission. My GT is : Kapow Futu.
Futu. This internet language, I just don't understand all this.
Really?
There was a Kapow for one.
Or FTW for twin. Oh, I gave it away. Oh,
here's my tip.
I'm sorry.
On this level, the ship is flood infested, so don't shoot the throbbing like bubbles on the walls, as they probably just contain more flood. Also, don't bother about shooting the smaller flood, as they rarely do damage to you. Keep on fragging epitaph. I might send in a pic for the last episode of me in my home made of
his homemade anus armor. Nice. I just hope you're wearing something underneath
that covers the front. Yeah, yes.
Please do us all a favor. Okay, so I'm gonna skip one because he repeats some of the things we just talked about. Yes. I'm gonna go to Uzumaki 15. He says, "Hey, Podtag, this is Uzumaki 15 sending in for the last time. Sniff muffle." Okay, so the Covenant in this level is a pain to play alone, but can be done. He said he finished it on Legendary by himself. Okay.
Ooh, props. So
when you start alone, I know, definitely. You have a laser and a BR. Start by taking out the grunts that try to catch you off guard from the right, then take the path to ambush the brute and the rest of the grunts. After they are down, hop onto the rock and laser the shades. Okay. I'm missing something here.
What are the shades?
Okay, there you go. I was just testing you out. I knew what that was. Okay, and he goes, then move to your right and BR the grunts around the pelican. Then proceed to stick the brutes, but be careful. One of them has a mauler laser. The chieftain to get him down and beat him. Okay, and beat the wraith till it explodes. Do this by getting behind it and attack the core. Okay, he threw me off for a little bit. Okay, after that, the pelican will drop off the hog. So hop on the driver's seat and get a marine in the turret. Make your way to the tower, ignoring the enemies, until you get to the ledge leading into the valley where the tower entrance is there. There will be ghosts. One will be unmanned, and a grunt will be headed for a splatter. Whoa. Okay, head for it and splatter him. Grab the ghost, drive into the ravine, eliminating all the opposition when you encounter the wraith. Simply move back and forth out of the turret range and blast. If you're lucky, you will kill the gunner and the driver. If this happens, pilot the wraith and take out the grunts and brutes in the entranceway.
That was the longest sentence I have ever seen.
Wow.
I don't think I've seen a period.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be in Guinness for that one.
I'm going to need a Guinness for that one.
I think he's tied with JVB's record of the world's longest phone call.
Yeah, I know.
JVB's Skype status has been saying on the phone for at least like 2 or 3 months now.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah. Hey, I'm a busy guy. Okay, because after that, work your way into the tower, picking up the cloaking device near the entrance. Inside, there will be a lot of opposition. Take your time and work from either side towards the back of the room. If in the back, more opposition. Okay, take them out and make sure everything you carry is fully stocked. Move up the lift and you'll encounter 5 brutes. One is a chieftain with a hammer. Take out the other brutes and dual wield spikers or PR.
Plasma rifle.
PR. I must.
This is to me.
But how can you duel and use a plasma rifle? I don't know. Plasma rifle. Okay. PR plasma rifle. Until the chieftain is dead. Deactivate the tower after the cutscene. Head down to deal with the reinforcements. Deal with them and move outside. A hog will be awaiting. Where is he at? He lost me here because, lack of. Okay. Wow.
Drop pods.
There we go. I'm going to start from there.
Yeah.
Drop pods. Take whatever weapons you want and move back to the beach. 2 hornets will be waiting for you. Hop in one and fly towards the dogfighting going on. Okay. And clear the LZ at the base, the third tower. Clear out the AA wraiths, the normal wraiths, and the shades. He says now he's going to fast forward. After clearing the tower and deactivating the barrier, hop on the tank, wipe out all resistance. When you get to the citadel, hop in a hornet and fly towards the left. 2 scarabs. Fly over the first one and eject.
And eject. You're getting confused, dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're not, laughing at you. We're laughing with you. So, talks about the scar. So, he ends it by saying, well, that's all I've got to say. Sad that you are leaving, but I hope to play with you guys sometime in the near future. Keep on fragging hunters that are getting their buduk-a-duk smacked by a spunker. wielded by anus armor-wearing yodeling manatees that are getting spanked by midgets using the golden melee, who are getting run over by Nene, who is driving the great truck that only the Potacular host and co-host can frag. See you around, Spartan P51 out.
Nice.
All right.
Wow, that was incredible.
Thank you, Zumaki.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much.
We love you, man.
Wow.
Well, I do want to mention one actually from a quick one from Martyr Above, who sent he sent in this really long sequence of numbers that you can use to go and get that skull on this level. 4, 5, 6, 7, blah, 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 blah. But he said there's a faster set of numbers that you can use. I guess there's 2 sequences, I don't know, or maybe this is part of it. But he says the faster set is 4, 6, 5, 4, 5, 3, and 4. So if you go through the numbers, the rows in that order, he says there, the first ring by the door you came in the room is number 1, and the one closest to where truth was is number 7. So after that, your way around. So after that, when you get out, have one person stay back and snipe, and the other 1, 2, or 3 guys go along the edge and kill the Flood and Sentinels. So that's how to do that. Helpful.
I'd rather go with 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9, but that's only...
Yeah.
8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9. 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0.
All right.
Oh, melody and harmony.
Nice.
All right.
Melody.
I can't resist.
And harmony. Okay.
Okay.
On to Dust Storm, who writes one in saying, well, again, I hate to see the show go, but for my tips. This map is the other 50,000 metagame achievement aside from the Ark. There's also 3 more terminals on this level. Here's how you find them. The first terminal is located just past the first lift, up to deactivate the first tower. Instead of going up the lift, jump across to the other side, and the first terminal is there. The second one is located at the second tower. This one is accessible by the Hornet. After you battle the first cluster of Banshees, head to the tower in the wall instead of following the rest of them. Go inside the tower, and there's a second one. The third and the last one on this level is just like the first one, except it's in the third tower. Jump across to the other side of the lift, and there you have it. Keep on fragging trucks. P.S. For the I Would Have Been Your Daddy skull, ring 1 is the run from where you came in, and ring 7 is the one where you killed Truth. And he gives the activation pattern again. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to get more terminals, man. I've only gotten 1, I think.
Yeah, I got a few, but
I
definitely got to work on that one. 7, 6, 7, 5, 3. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry,
Roger. Terminal pattern is gonna. All right.
Well, anyways, Halo Fox God BVG says, "Yo, it's the new guy, Fox Gamer. Play Halo 3. Halo Fox God _ BVG. I'm telling you guys now, I'm not a good speller."
Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna have to edit this in my brain. Yeah. Me and my friends don't play this one much, but it's one hell of a level, so I'm telling a short one. So you start out with a, he says laser, but I'm pretty sure that's a laser. And BR, don't use the laser till you get to the part with the hogs, ghost, and so on. That you get to the wraith and prowlers. Use the laser and give the red ring of death as they gave all the 360 owners late 06, I think. Okay. Fast forward to the two scarabs. My way is blow its
anus armor.
anus armor, okay. To take both out next. The flood, take them all out. Your team, your foes, all, and live your dream. And be a DJ at True Stand. Okay, that's all for me. My Pez read this. Andy, my tag is Spaceport. And keep fragging Navy B as he max Enid's armor and selling them at the black market. As Fumo goes and frags more midgets as I join in and frag my mom as Robocop kicks JVB's ass.
What?
And that looks like a man. Cartman smile at the end.
Yeah, it does. Nice. Dude, that guy had like such good spelling at first, and then he just like he just like went off a cliff of bad spelling.
I know. He lost all knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was typing while he was watching RoboCop kick my butt.
Yeah, RoboCop will make you have bad spelling. That's a proven fact.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Drop the weapon.
He's not a good hero.
I'm an officer of the law.
That's why I can't spell.
Murphy. Yeah, so. Alrighty.
Thank you very much, Halo Fox God, BVG.
Yes.
It's quite introspective in your life.
It's another interesting smiley face.
He frags his own mom. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's
Mom, here, catch this grenade.
I saw a house episode like that last night.
Yeah, alrighty, so next victim.
Who's up for that?
I guess. Oh, no. I mean, you can if you want.
Go ahead, E-Mobile.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Hey, this is arbitration here. Just wanted to get, just got back from playing a campaign with my dad on the Storm area with three skulls.
Friggin'
we
dad.
We played two hours and only got one level finished. Ellipse. Anyways, on to the Covenant. This level is a bit of a gray area for me because I've only done it about four times. I do know how to get the I Would Have Been Your Daddy skull, though, and he tells us.
Yep.
So, he reminds you that one is at the entrance and seven is at the other side, and then he gives the coordinates. And then he says, if done correctly, the rings will start lighting up and the skull will appear on the small bridge that connects the big bridge to the landing that the prophet is on.
Oh, see, that I didn't know. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's so all. Keep on fragging trucks and don't tell anyone the keypad code to your anus. Why do I always have to read stuff? It's like the same.
The code thing. Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 7, 8, 9.
That's my luggage combination.
Oh, man. Keypad. Go to your anus armor.
Damn it, who's wearing my anus armor again? Should have never given him that keypad code.
Dad.
Dad. It was Dad.
Who put peanut butter in my anus armor? Come on, tell me. All right, so I'm going to move on to Delta Snow. Well, Delta actually talks about the first skull. Well, not the first one, but I wish I was Yoda's dad. He talks about the same secret.
Yes.
About the 465-4534. So we're going to move along to a little bit further down. It says terminals. He goes, four. Once you get to the first elevator, go up to activate the first tower. Don't activate it. Keep on walking past until you reach the ledge. Jump across to the other side, and your terminal awaits. Five. Go to the tower that the Arbiter deactivated, and go in like you did the other towers. As you round the corner to get in, you will see the terminal. Six. Okay. Simply the same. Okay, as the fourth, except with the second elevator, you go up. Okay, and then he actually gives a link, which you could find in the show notes. So I'm not going to attempt to read the link. And he
for
says tips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
says tips.
That's cool.
When you go to fight the two scarabs, get in your Hornet and shoot the first scarabs. Flashy lit, what? But until it falls off and reveals the power core. Shoot it like crazy, then run. Once it explodes, destroy one of the second scarab's legs so it has to take a nap. Okay. Once I lay down and sneak up from behind and shoot its butt like you did with the first. Please don't say it's wearing anus armor. Okay. This is all keep on fragging this year's March Madness tournament. Okay, that's a little different. It's a little different. We appreciate
it. At least it had no anus armor.
Mm-hmm. But he did insinuate anus on the scarab, so.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos. I'd like to put some incentive into this. I attempted this many times when I was playing by myself, and it wasn't legendary. What I did was, as you're coming up on the scarabs, off to the right, there is actually, it's like a ramp almost. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
But anyways,
scarabs.
If you take the jump with a mongoose, you can actually, if you plan the jump right, you can land on top of one of the scarabs, which saves some time if your Hornet does get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, you can keep a Hornet up top where it won't get damaged, and just take a mongoose down off the ramp onto the scarab. If you get my drift, you know?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, good idea.
About it.
Sounds like a nice
anyone can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty tricky, though, man, to jump a mongoose on top of a scarab, though. That'd be a cool video, actually. Okay, so Shadow Shocker 94 writes one in saying, yo, Podtacular, Shadow Shocker 94 here with a tiny amount of info for the Covenants. A level so thrilling and memorable that this is the only level you'll play for a long time. Anyway, all I have to say is there are a few terminals on this level. I'll let other submitters tell you where. Thank you. And
thank you.
The two skulls, Thunderstorm, and I would have been your daddy. But I don't have much time, so I'll let the other submitters tell you where those are, too. Thank you again.
Woo!
So, for my original tip, see, now that's good. We need more people like this. Too bad this is the last show.
We finally got him.
Last show that submitted. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Shadow Shocker.
You got it, though. You got the idea. Good job. Yay. Extra points. Get a gold star. So, for my original tip, save big weapons and their powerful ammo and use them only when necessary. This will help you in tough spots when facing Brute Chieftains. One red and Captain, 2 to 3 yellow. Depends on the difficulty. I'll miss the endless hours of hilarious blabber that I spent listening to the show to help me through a bad day. JBB and Fumo, you guys rock. Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
And I guess he says some more stuff here. I'll keep the last episode close to me and protect it with my life. I'm crying as I write this, and I kid you. See you, Fumo. I'll replace what I can. It will and can never be totally be replaced with the Pokes Game Report. Woohoo! Good job, JBB.
What was that?
It's like half-hearted Arnold. So it's good job, JBB. When I'm not owning with my bro in Call of Duty 4 or assassinating people, I'm listening to the post-game report. Do you have that Mario beat file for me yet? So without further ado, I'll try my best to keep on fragging trucks. Here it goes. Okay, here we go. Drum roll.
Uh-oh.
Keep on fragging one-legged, purple-bellied squirrels owned by a hairy yeti that farms steak-producing cacti that is soon to be demolished by Arnold Schwarzenegger, a.k.a. the Yeti Hunter, as he wears his custom-made anus armor that was shipped from Uranus.
Wow.
What is a steak-producing cacti?
Yeti hunting. I can just see that right now.
This one, that Yeti hunting and anus armor, that's lasted quite a bit.
It surely has.
Who was the one that came up with the anus armor? What episode was that?
You know, I don't know. That was it. No idea.
I can't remember what I did 2 hours ago.
So. Yep.
What time is it? Second. Where am I? What's going on?
Who are you?
Yeah.
See, it's always like that. Like, because it's always 2 hours behind something. So,
are you like what's the guy? 10 minute Fred from Wedding Singer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or 10 second Fred or something. Yeah. That's a 10 second memory.
All right. So who's taking this dictionary?
I'll it's a lexicon.
Yeah.
It's a codex.
Do it.
Where are we going?
We can always skip past the extra long one here.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm... Mombasa, MK2 says, save the laser! Okay, that's important. So you'll need it for the Shade, Wraith, and multiple prowlers in the valley for the entrance to the shield room. Use grenades for the turrets at the very beginning, and grab a plasma pistol for the chieftain near the AA Wraith. It kind of sucks that this is the last audio podcast. Love the show. Podtacular for the win. Thanks, Mombasa.
Mombasa?
That's very sweet of you.
Yes. You're sweet, man. You're nice. Yeah.
I love you.
You like ice cream. You're sweet. All right, moving on.
Do it.
Get this done.
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Yes,
I've lost... Oh,
Terry.
Okay, I'm going to do two, because that's what I want to do.
We'll let you do
both
two.
Both of these are short. First, Ryefacer 3000 says, hey guys, this is Ryefacer here for here with tips for the Covent. The Covent.
Covent? Oh, man.
Yeah, not Covent, the Covenant.
Keep on fragging nuns, Covenant. Dang.
Bunch of nuns coming. First, snipe all the brutes and grunts, ect, which should be etic, but et cetera. Gosh. And then go up Picky. To the AA Riath and snipe the gunner out. Then stand on top and mel hatch intel. Oh my god. Sorry. It opens and.
You obviously haven't experienced these misspellings as much as we have. We're just like, yeah, that's nothing, man. You should see some other ones.
I'm sorry. Thango to a spot. Intel, you don't see the hold RB to board. Hen hold RB and kill the driver major meta points because the AA Wraith owns. Tip for getting the skull when you are in the Hornet, fly over to the first platform and then kill everything and then go up on the ramp in the middle and pick up the skull. Ta-da, achievement.
Oh, that's
keep
cool.
On fragging Master Chiefs who get stuck in the Aeneas armor and ride purple llamas. So I'm going to do another one. Does anyone have a problem with it?
Problems are not.
Whoa.
Okay.
Nice.
Translated.
Soul Shadow Dude says, to get the two. why do you make it this easy for them?
To get you wanted to read it.
Scarabs at Truth's Hideout. Take one of the hornets and try to fly around to the back of the scarab and shoot the back where its heart is. That's what she said. The back part of protecting it can fall off, like anus armor. Don't try to go around it. It turns faster. Instead, fly on top of it. Thank you, Soul Shadow Dude.
Interesting.
Well, I never knew that a scarab had its heart in its anus and wear tutus. That's new to me. Thank you, Soul Shadow.
Yeah, thanks for the info. Dude, I like the one from Ryefacer that was talking about you use the Hornet to take out... like all the enemies around the rings and then go through and get the achievement. That's a cool idea.
Yeah, that was very helpful. Yeah.
But they're, you know, there by yourself and you don't have a bunch of guys helping you out in co-op. So good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
So wrapping things up here. Send in your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Actually, this one bullet point is actually kind of defunct now because there's no more submissions.
That is so sad. That is the saddest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life.
So sorry.
All right. Sorry. Well, yeah.
you can't call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. Okay? So don't... I mean, by the time you listen to this, then... Because someone's preparing a pretty sick last episode, like, mm-hmm. compilation there, Fumo.
There is going to be a killer last episode, so if you guys are fans of the podcast, definitely you do not want to miss the last episode. It's going to mm-hmm. be...
Can you divulge any information?
Grand finale extravaganza with a certain special guest and many, many special guests on...
Yeah.
On voicemail from the gaming and Halo communities. So, mm-hmm. really good stuff.
Definitely. Yep.
Brings a tear to my eye.
He's all right, jumping up and down.
If you do want to leave your final listener voicemail, you can do so by calling 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo, leave a farewell message.
Yeah.
This is the final call-in, I guess, that you're going to make to the Podtacular podcast.
Yeah, no guarantee that it's going to be on the show because this episode will be coming out after the deadline, but which was on podtacular.com for about a week. So anyway, but it's going to be a good final show. Definitely check it out either way.
Mm. Yes. And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the forums. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people. And we are reminding everyone that the website will still be intact. The community will still be there. There is a spring season going on right now. There's going to be lots of tournaments. And of course, you know, our loyal listeners will continue supporting Podtacular TV, Pod TV.
Right. Yeah, Podtacular is going to continue on with the video podcast, and that's going to continue on very much in the same vein that the Podtacular audio podcast has been. It's going to be great, man. You guys definitely keep an eye out for that. You know, there's going to be a lot of community involvement, just like there was in the audio podcast, and you know, lots of good stuff on there.
Yes.
But we can go over that in the next episode. So we'll save that all that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. Future all the talking. Good stuff coming up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Well, do check out the other shows on GamerCast Network as well. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's podcast, Post Game Report at talkingaboutgames.com. Oh, and also one other podcast to mention is the Peak Podcast, which is Captain Crunk's podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
He's the creative director for Peak Magazine, PIQ.com.
Mm-hmm.
And PIQ Mag, I think it is, .com. So definitely check that out.
I actually read a post where somebody saw it in a newsstand.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's awesome.
It's all around, man.
That is pretty cool.
Another thing, it'll probably be back to normal by the time this comes out, but Sarcastic Gamer did an awesome, awesome job today with their kind of April Fool's FUMO kind of shout out. They converted the entire site into Jive speak, which is from Jive is the language spoken in part of Airplane. It's hysterical. So I don't know if you guys will be able to see it, but just a big thank you to those guys at Sarcastic Gamer for doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
It was
very cool. It was quite hilarious.
It's really awesome. They had this patch between old Burnout and new Burnout, and it said patchizzle on like this arrow pointing between them. That was great.
Yes.
Well, right. I guess that's about it. Until next time, I'm Fumo Jive, and I'd wanted to thank you guys for coming on.
Mm-hmm. And I'm JVB, and I also want to thank you guys for coming on.
I'm Cross Before Crowns. That's B and the letter 4. And I got a few shout outs to give.
Yeah, do it.
I want to shout out to Coherent, Diecast Wookie, Lee Dog, Rubberhead 13, Shockwave, Wookie, Diecast Wookie, and my girlfriend Alicia. I love you very much.
Oh,
sweet.
Aww.
So nice.
Diecast Wookie is an awesome name.
Okay. I am still Lone Banana Phone. I'd like to give a shout out to my my girlfriend, who is the same girlfriend as as Josh's.
For real?
I also
knew that was coming. I was like, uh-oh. Don't say it.
I also love you very much, and I hope that you can find it in your heart.
Forgive me.
But seriously, just as a final thing here, I know I called in, I did my little call-in message, but just you, JVB and Fumo, you guys are like just a big, like on behalf of the entire community, it's been so awesome to like listen and to be on here and to like have your tip read and all that. It's just, it's so cool because, I mean, I mentioned this in the voicemail, but it's like, it's so cool that, you can have like older gamers that can, you know, talk about it in a mature manner and,
mm-hmm.
And like it's kind of, you're kind of role models in that you guys are adults and you have jobs and everything, but you still know how to have fun and play video games. So thank you guys both very much for doing everything that you do and did and will continue to do. So.
Thank you for having us.
No doubt. I mean, you're in, you guys will be in episodes that will be listened to for quite a while.
Forever. People in other civilizations will come and listen to the podcast and be like, the oh my gosh, they were in battles.
You didn't know that this was being streamed live in space.
They'll go to the Forerunner archives and look up Podtacular episodes.
If you record it, they will come.
They will come.
Yep. That's what that whole level, the library that everybody hated so much, man. That's what it's housing. Old Podtacular episodes.
Exactly.
And the Great Library of Alexandria.
And Nene.
Yes, the remains of Nene.
Yep. His tomb. May he rest in peace.
Wow. Unless, of course, Nene has babies and they end up being librarians.
Ooh. The librarian ancestors of Nene.
Okay, and also before we end, I just want to let everyone know that it's been my dream to get bleeped down on Podtacular. So, mother I will on your beep. And you're not supposed to beep. He's supposed to go back and edit this.
He wanted to get beeped.
Yeah, well, you
beep.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Well, obviously, one last thing to say, and that's keep on fragging trucks.
Yes, keep on fragging trucks.
Run to the hills. Run to the hills.
Nice.
Wow, that was scary.
That was my best.
There's only one thing left to say.
Nice. Wow. Did you have to look up a few in the dictionary to do that one?
No, that's all top of my
head.
That
is a vast vocabulary.
The Wiktionary.
The Wiktionary.
Wikipedia.
All right, Will, you're next.
Okay, here I go. Me.
Sorry. Oh man. We gotta mute ourselves here. That was awesome, dude. You gotta do it just like that again, though. That was so good. Alright, I'm gonna mute myself this time. Okay.
How do you mute?
Me too. There's a button there on the left.
Oh, on the left. What is going
on? It's quieter. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Probably because of...
I think it confused his computer.
It was like, just what the hell?
Okay.
That sound.
Alright, so, alright, so, well, there goes my dumb Yoda thingy.
I'm muting myself, though.
Say what?
Oh, damn, I sound like freaking Gary Coleman.
I know. That was not Yoda, Joe.
What you talking about, Willis?
Sir, what?
What you talking about, Will?
This is great stuff for the outtakes, dude.
All right. All right.
What do you say?
What do you say?
Say what?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, Willis?
All right, here's my third and final try.
All right.
What do you say?
That was gonna work.
That was good.
Sounded like he burped at the end.
I did. That's the drunk Yoda.
Oh, man. Alright, here we go.
Alright.
The song so. I'm singing.
Alright.
So, Fumoka could go. Yeah, Fumoka could just.
That was classic, man. Beautiful.
That is going to be perfect. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. People are going to be laughing.
Oh, man. That was
good.
Oh,
man.
Did you like my little upswing at the end there?
Yes.
I don't even want to go now because I'm like.
Oh my gosh, man. That first part, you're just like, arr!
Yeah, I know.
If I didn't have it on mute, I totally would have cracked up, dude.
Oh, me too, man.
I started rolling right away.
Sound like a sick dog.
I'm actually trying to find some that are not repeating the same things we just read, and there's quite a few.
Okay, Fumo. Okay, first of all, this should probably be cut out. Okay, although I know.
Ah, now you make me do an edit. Jeez.
I just want you to know, Fumo, something. Okay. At some point during the show, I want to be bleeped out multiple times. Like, seriously. Okay?
Are you on your deathbed? Is this your last request? You don't want a hot meal, you want to be bleeped out?
I need that to happen.
That was good.
A hot meal.
That was good.
And it should be for the dumbest things then.
He said, are you on your deathbed? You don't want to hot meal.
No.
Oh,
this guy wants to be bleeped out.
Just bleep me. That's all I want. Bleep me.
Bleep me. What's he
saying? I don't
wait
my whole life for this moment. Bleep me.
As I'm dying, just bleep out my last, most meaningful words.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Any last words?
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Gamer Cast.